record.
Yeah, I wish we were recording that.
I wish we were recording that too. What a fun thing that we just did that we didn't record.
My lips are so sensitive.
Can I
just, like,
try?
Lightly brush the microphone.
Oh, by the way,
my lips.
Are they sensitive?
Never mind.
To
the whole time I was like, where to put my phone? Where to put my phone?
Insults?
Yeah. Like, sensitive emotionally or physically?
Physically. I mean, they might be emotionally sensitive, but I don't know.
Stupid.
No.
Idiot.
No.
It's not you, it's your lips.
Oh.
They would still be the ones that say no.
But I can't move my tongue. No, it's just my lips.
Yeah, his tongue's
they're like friends. Oh, yeah. My tongue's like, hey, don't talk about my lips like that.
Yeah.
My friend's lip. My
and they're just like,
my friend's
no.
Like that.
But it's like if your voice box is enemies to your lips,
don't talk about my friend's lips like that.
No. Well, I was saying yes, but my lips.
Are we recording
now?
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
What's up, posters and casters? Welcome to the Dinner Date with the Boys podcast. That is the show where everyone is dinner. I was trying. Dude, I can't do it.
Where every dinner is boys and everything is
dinner?
The show where everyone is boys and everything is dinner, I think, is what it's supposed to
be. Yeah,
regardless.
That's
today,
the one.
Today we actually have a very special guest.
He's not that special.
You know, friend of the longtime friend of the me and friend of the podcast. The man, the myth, the legend, goes without introduction.
Why are you introducing me?
Guys, I can't remember his name. What guys, you guys remember his name?
Kyle?
Not really.
Hold on. Don't worry, I got
Massey.
This. Don't worry, I got this. Hey, guy. Just in case the listeners are curious, how do you spell your name?
G.
We've got G here. No, it's Grayson. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you know how we like to start it off.
What
is
on
going?
Grayson doesn't know.
Never listen to the podcast.
I've listened to two
podcast?
Episodes.
Wow. Every single time
every
we
single
do a what's
one?
Going on.
Yeah.
And we all say one of the words. Also, I realized we always do what's going on, even when we have four people, but we could easily do what is going on. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then it matches with the number of people to the number of words
true
in the
that.
Phrase. Well, I actually have several what's going on, guys.
Oh.
First of all, I discovered something that is incredible that I've been waiting to talk to you guys about. And I really wanted to talk about it, but I just completely kept it a secret. Have you guys heard of showers?
What's
mm-mm,
that?
No.
So it's like, you know, like how a waterfall, like,
yeah.
Like ancient people would get under a waterfall whenever they felt really stinky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may not have really, in your bathroom, there is a spout that replicates a waterfall's.
No way.
Effect
really?
On water. Yeah.
Weird.
Dude, this whole time I've been showering by elephant.
Dude. And which is cool and all, except for when your elephant is facing the wrong way and dumps on your head
I've
instead.
Been dust cleaning myself by rolling in a pile of dust.
And Grayson hasn't been to cleaning himself
well,
in any sort of way.
I heard that there was like, in 9 out of 10 bathrooms, there was a shower, but I didn't think that was true.
He has the 10. He has the one.
I'm
the
one 10. That
yeah,
no.
The one that does.
I had a
have
friend
it.
Come in and be like, "That's your shower."
Oh,
and I was like, "That's not a shower."
No, that's not a shower.
I thought it was like
that's not
a,
real
a pottery, but it didn't. It was
pottery.
Not.
New campaign. Showers aren't real.
Showers.
I've got the birds aren't real shirt here, but now we need to get showers.
Showers aren't real.
Plumbing's not real.
Can
water
you
is
see
fake. There
plumbing?
Are mages. There are mages that control the flow of water. There's no
water
science
is fake.
Piping.
I only drink Monster.
That's essentially me.
I only drink.
I hate it.
Monster.
Speaking of water, could I have a sip?
Yes.
Wow. What a kind and gracious man.
Yeah. Just use the lip.
Oh, use
with your
use
lips.
Your lip.
Your lips.
I want to drink, but I left my lips at home. Can I use yours?
That's a good way to flirt.
True. Don't use it. No. Anybody else got any what's going on?
Because
I got another one.
Go ahead. You're already going.
All right, cool. I'm already going. Today, I forgot to tweet it.
That was pretty cool.
I should have tweeted that, too.
Yeah.
So there's a little backstory on this one, okay? I recently got Minecraft Dungeons, and by recently, I mean I bought it this morning. I bought it last night, but I played it this morning.
Okay.
For a long time.
Aight.
It's really fun. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it looks actually, it looked really good.
The funny thing is, every time I saw a trailer, I was like, that looks dumb and I don't want it. And then I literally watched like 30 seconds of PewDiePie playing it, and I was like, okay, I'll buy it. What the heck? And I like it a lot. But I immediately wanted to tweet, big ups to Minecraft. And then I thought it'd be funny if you just said, big ups to Minecraft for Minecraft. So I'm going to tweet that. But then I just realized, like, nobody really says big ups.
I don't even know what that means. But
there just is means, like, kudos.
Okay.
There is a
context clues.
Very similar phrase. It's big pups. It's in relation to Nami from One Piece. She has big pups.
Is this... Are you just making this up right now?
I am not.
Funny thing, my third what's going on is I just started watching One Piece for real, for real.
No way.
I'm going to try to get all the way through One Piece.
Well, you know...
There's over 1,000 episodes of that show.
So the reason is because I really like the YouTuber Totally Not Mark. Who I know you know, because Jesse likes him.
Let me see if we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's important.
Totally Not Mark has been, you know, usually does Dragon Ball Z, like different content on Dragon Ball Z, but like his thing he's been doing is reviewing like all of Dragon Ball Z and then reviewing all of GT and then all of Super. And he's, then he just did all of Dragon Ball Super Heroes, whatever it's called. And then he has a couple, he wants to do all the movies, but he's like, first, I want a challenge. I'm going to do every single part of One Piece. And it was like his big thing that he's going to do before he starts the movies. And I was like, oh, I'll watch it. I'll like watch along with him. So I watched episode one a while back just to see if I thought I would like it. And it was like interesting, but anime usually doesn't start off like super good.
Yeah.
In my opinion, a lot of times. But then today I just watched like 4 more episodes while playing Minecraft Dungeons. And it's really good. I like it a lot.
Have you met Nami yet?
Was just introduced.
Have you seen her big pups?
I've seen Nami several times in the past.
Have you seen her big pups?
She has dogs?
Yes.
Yes.
Got you.
Giant husky. Two giant dogs.
Cool.
Big pups.
So anyways.
All right. I had a thought. When you brought up Twitter, it made me think of something that I wanted to tweet. Something that I wanted to tweet a couple days ago.
Pray, do tell.
I had my brother popping my back because my back was tight. And then I had the thought, who popped Shaquille O'Neal's back? Like, he's like so tall and so big. Like, who can get behind him and grab him to pick him up and pop himself.
Six toddlers on each other's shoulders and a trench coat.
They have to be toddlers.
That Chinese?
He died.
Did he?
I think so.
The basketball player?
Yeah, he's super tall. He's taller than Shaq.
Okay, I'm thinking of someone else. Because I don't think the guy I'm thinking of is a basketball player.
No, he's not taller. Oh, who's taller than... Oh, Andre the Giant before he died.
Rest in peace. We're not high-fiving that he's dead.
Yeah.
No. We're high-fiving that we both said rest in peace.
Yeah.
We're honoring each other's honoring of Andre the Giant.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great question.
That's a good question.
I wish I could pop his back.
I will tweet at Shaquille O'Neal. But, hey, Shaquille O'Neal, who pops your back?
He probably has,
that's a
like...
good question. Maybe he has a professional
I bet
back
what
popper.
He does... So
he
here's the thing.
On a ladder.
A professional
about
bopper.
About half of your body
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming?
Yeah, that's what his name is.
Yeah.
Isn't that the dictator of China?
No, that's Winnie the Pooh.
And this is how this episode gets banned off of YouTube.
Well, just China. In China only.
Yeah, Yao Ming is...
We're sorry, Chinese listeners.
Actually,
we love you.
He's 7 foot
especially
six.
If you're a hot Chinese pop singer.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I wish. Actually, speaking of YouTube in China, recently YouTube came out with a statement saying that they were accidentally deleting
comments. Air quotes
comments.
For our audio viewers.
Yeah. Quote unquote, accidentally deleting comments that insulted the Chinese government. Those are the only ones they deleted.
They should have been promoting them. What the heck?
Yeah. How do you accidentally, unless you're being paid by China to delete said comments? That's like, oh, I accidentally deleted every comment that was mean towards me, but everyone else is fine.
So the way that they could that could happen is that they have keyword.
Maybe.
You spit chicken directly on my mic.
That's cool.
Having a keyword for like something that is deemed as a sensitive topic.
That is
overly inclusive.
Yeah. I didn't read too much on the topic. I just saw a few people. I saw, I think Kevin Lieber talked about it. I saw Tabor talk about it.
Love them.
Love them. Love those boys.
In every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just found that really, really, really funny. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I have a job.
Oh, that is a big one.
He has a job.
Big ups.
Big ups.
We're making, that was the end of my other one, is just we're making big ups and do a phrase set.
YMCA. I agree. He
and
works
I get paid
with
for
me.
Playing games with children. It's very fun.
Oh,
could have phrased that a lot better, but I know what you mean.
Literally, while I was driving down the road, paid. I was like, how do I phrase that without it sounding like. Really
I get paid
horrible.
To play with children all
and
day.
You can't. How do you phrase that?
Well, here's the thing. You don't. Your intention with saying that is saying, like, it's so cool that I get paid to just have fun. Yeah. But the saying I get paid to automatically just makes almost anything you say after that sound bad, unless it's like I get paid to eat.
I get paid to fix plumbing. What? That doesn't sound bad.
No, well, but I'm saying like
actually, yes, it does.
No, it's a stretch. That's a lot. That's a stretch.
It's a stretch, all right.
But if you're like,
I hate myself.
You know what?
I get paid to lift boxes all day. Like, that's not weird.
That sounds. Hey, I don't know if that might have been a little bit too over the edge for this podcast. We'll have to beat that out.
Okay.
You get paid to lift.
I would love to have a show where someone says a phrase or a word and you have to make it, like, very wrong. I could, like, every single thing he said, I could turn into something very
easily
wrong.
If you wanted to.
Lifting boxes. That's very easily turned.
What about
bad.
I get paid to
praise the Lord.
I get paid to
you're on your knees. Boom.
Missionary.
I get paid to attach plywood boards to concrete floors.
I get paid to eat drywall.
Well, the drywall.
No, that one's far too easy.
Yeah, that was really easy. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Are you moving on because you can't do it, Jacob?
No, I did it.
I don't want
him to accept my challenge.
I don't want to explain more.
Okay, that's fair.
I have a. What's going on?
Do it.
So yesterday, as a time of recording this, HBO Max released.
Wait a minute. We have to release this day after next.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
HBO Max released, and I was really bored after I got home from work. So I was just on there looking for something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this 1973
French
animated film called Fantastic Planet.
Was the planet fantastic?
It was very fantastic. I saw the thumbnail for it and instantly fell in love. It's very similar to Monty Python in the animation style.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like very surreal, but also very realistic at the same time.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, it's super strange, and it's just beautiful. The music,
is it it's a show or a movie?
It's a movie. It's an hour and a half long.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's one of the best animated movies I've ever seen. It won so many. It's won so many awards in the 1970s over in France. But I will be making a video on it actually, just because I find it so interesting and so random. And there are like three people I've like heard of that have seen it, and that's it.
Wow.
I tweeted about it, and three people responded like, "Yeah, it's super weird," and I'm like, "Yeah, that's awesome." So yeah, I'll be making a video on that. I already have half the script written. I wrote it last night as I was watching it, just because it's the music is just beautiful, and there's one track in it which I'm gonna need your help. It's used everywhere. I know it's used everywhere. I've heard it, and I think this is where it's from.
Yeah,
but I don't think many people know it. It's like so. I'll have you listen to it later. It's so, it's so good. Yeah.
I love that movie. I think everyone should go watch it. You can get a free week trial of HBO Max. It's worth it to just watch Fantastic Planet. It's so good.
That's a good... I think that's like a good video topic too, because it's. Mm-hmm. I think I always enjoy videos where it's like something that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
That's virtually unknown.
Yeah.
Like the big. I know we've talked about it recently, but the Pappy Van Poodle incident.
Yeah.
So interesting. If you don't know, if you look that up, one of the first two videos. I can't remember the name of the guy who made the video.
I mean, if you just look up Pappy Van Poodle,
you'll find it. Because the one guy made it
originally before he made the video. If you looked it up,
zero.
It gave you zero Google search results.
The only record of that those words ever being typed on the internet before was a single, what was it called? Like the chat thing that like the Wii U had. Miiverse.
Yeah, Miiverse.
A single Miiverse post had the name and zero responses. And then the guy made the video. Now there's so much
because it was an obscure character in an obscure game.
Well, it was a hit. It was a hidden character that you had to do one specific thing every single time that you played every single time that it occurred in the game. You had to say no to haggling to this one character who wanted to give you the best price possible. And then you would see this character at one point at the end of the game. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Anyways.
Anyways.
I wanted to quickly go back and say, Jonah, you're right. There's no good way to say you get paid to play with kids. All right, guys. I think it's time. But you do get paid to do that.
That's what my job is, by the way.
You get paid to hang out with fun individuals.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are also in quite young.
Who are in the
you get fourth paid grade, to actually. Influence the youth and enjoy their energy.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Enjoy.
Influence the youth.
The influence was good. The enjoying
that
the energy was
ends right. it all, okay? It's impossible.
It's impossible to talk about. I'm trying.
It's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible talk. To talk John, about children your job, without you, sounding weird.
That's the thing that makes me actually
Unless
really upset.
Unless they're your own kids. Then it's
even
just
no. Even then, it's like
can be. It depends. Yeah. If you're talking to Jacob, it's still.
But if
weird.
It's like if it's like your own kids and you're like, I just played with Billy today. That's not that weird. But if it's like neighbor's kid, I just played with neighbor's kid Billy today. It's like what the heck?
The thing that makes
and Billy.
Like I hate that because like I find children to be so interesting and innocent and energetic and fun.
Wow.
Like
it's one of those things where like the worst people in the world ruin something good.
Yeah,
that's me.
And also, I'm glad he said it. Yep. I was going
we're
to.
We're like just
the worst person in the world.
Like a certain percentage of people.
Yeah.
Do something wrong.
It's that, and the fact that I think most people don't like children.
Yeah.
Most people are annoyed by kids. On some level.
Well.
In my experience, the majority of people are not like necessarily like I hate children, but they're like kids are annoying.
They're annoying.
And so for you to be like I love kids, it's like.
Oh yeah,
they're like I'm not used to that.
That's kind of suspicious.
Yeah, they're like I'm not. Yeah. I can't understand that.
Okay, that does make sense.
And to me, like it's almost when people are, like it's almost to me like the same thing. If somebody's like, I love animals, I'm like animals just like shit in my room, like make my nose itchy.
Wait, are you the girl from YouTube? That had sex with her dog, and then made a video about it.
I already said yes. I regret it, but I can't. Yeah. I'm a man of my word. So
shoot.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. That was quite a long time ago.
So anyways, guys, the meat of this episode, now that we're really getting into it, now
like
that we are
meat.
A solid
the
20 minutes
in.
The
episode is fake. It's tofu.
So I'm not exactly sure how exactly one it is. I just have some screenshots of my favorites.
Mine are on my phone.
That's fine. Jonah, can you pull up Twitter perchance? And then Jacob can find his.
Yeah.
So what we've done here is we were talking about this just as a friend group already. The idea is superpowers that are. I know there's a subreddit about this too, but we wanted to kind of harvest this from our own kind of audience. Superpowers that are really not that useful or at the very least like very specific use case.
Yeah. The ones where it's just super specific is really funny.
I
have a few that
let's see if I can find one. This one's actually kind of useless. The POG champion, Tyler 02177925.
Oh, I know him.
Said the ability to know if a spider is within a 5-foot radius of you. It doesn't bother me, but that could be very useful for a lot of people who are very afraid of spiders. Not
I was
actually.
In the shower the other day, and I just looked up, and there was like a spider up on the wall, and it was pretty freaky.
I guess
here's
so.
One.
I don't know why you would just drink it.
Okay, here's one. This is from at Mr. Fuzzy 02. The ability to summon a crab between 2 and 4 a.m. 20 feet away from you. and then at Lane HDH1 replied and said, that would be a sick ability. I would summon a ton of crabs late at night and have a crab shack the next day. And then at Mr. Fuzzy02 clarified and said, the power can only be used once a day.
That's an important clarification. Mm-hmm. I still think that's a great power.
Yeah. How long
that's,
do crabs live?
Because
you
could
honestly like, create a business
year.
Out of
like,
it.
Come on.
Yeah. If you had
I don't know. Could
bunch
you make
of people
a business
with that power?
Where you would only have 30 crabs a month.
I don't think. If they're high quality crabs.
Much money. Unless they were rare.
That's
blue
true.
Crabs.
Now this is. Oh, hold on. We're gonna build on
or,
this.
Or the horseshoe.
You can summon any crustacean.
Oh yeah. Oh, Ben, if you could summon horseshoe crabs,
you can harvest their blood and boom, you're a billionaire.
It's worth so much money.
So much money.
That's a really good power.
Yeah, that's an amazing
so
superpower.
Good.
Since he didn't specify,
it
I think it is. You summon any
crab.
You could
just summon
any
kind
one
of crab
per night.
Yeah.
What is it between the hours of?
I would summon a crab from Terraria and just have it as a pet.
I would summon giant enemy crab from the classic meme.
Yeah,
fight it and die, unfortunately. But it was worth. It was the adventure is what.
I would summon
this one's
Crabulon.
This is one that's just kind of a classic. Being able to turn invisible when no one is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a classic.
Yeah.
Well known in the...
But
what movie is that?
Work,
is that like,
does it work if... Is it if somebody can see you or if somebody's looking at you? If you're in a mirror or if you're being like seen through a camera, does that count?
So in the movie... I'm trying to remember what movie... It's the movie that All-Star Smash Mouth was made for.
Shrek?
No, in the All-Star music video.
Oh.
It's in All-Star was in two movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was made for this one, but it might have just been used. I think it was called like Masters of the Master something.
Masters of Disguise.
Master of the Universe. There is a movie called
there's that. One. There's Masters of Disguise, there's Masters
anyways, you can Google it also. Yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah, Google works.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
The last time I checked.
Hey, Google.
No, that'll actually make it work.
Yeah.
That'll actually make it work. No, but there is one of the guys where the whole time they kind of like don't believe him, but he's like, my power is if no one's looking at me, I turn invisible. And eventually what they end up doing is they have to sneak past a security camera. And so they all like look away, and he takes off his clothes and is invisible, and the camera doesn't see him.
Is it Sky High?
No, it's not.
No, dude, that's a throwback.
Sky High is a great movie.
Sounds like a Sky High superpower.
Yeah,
honestly.
So it does.
Yeah. I remember Sky High being really good, but then when you look,
no,
back
it was bad.
The CGI,
I remember it being
is
bad,
horrible.
Oh, I watched it not that long ago.
Yeah,
I only say it's good because it's funny.
It's funny
to watch.
It's good in like the same way High School Musical is good.
Yeah, High School Musical is not good.
No,
High School Musical is definitely good, and the music production is much better than most of the other Disney Channel films.
Okay. That is it.
I would agree with
you. You seen Camp Rock?
True. Camp Rock?
No, I haven't,
rocks,
actually.
Have you seen Descendants and Descendants 2?
And Descendants 3? Isn't there a 4? I think it's up to 4
coming
now.
Coming out sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say
does
it.
Does it have what's his name?
I'm going to say it, guys.
No.
Guys, I'm going to say
he's
it.
Dead.
Hey, guys.
No, but
I'm
that
was
like
say
recorded
it.
Before he died.
Maybe.
Yeah. I watched Descendants with my sister. It wasn't that bad.
It's not
it's
bad.
It's actually not that bad.
I really thought it was going to be awful, and I was like, this is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And that's usually cringe, but not so cringe that I'm going to stop watching
Disney
it.
Disney Channel movie, specifically.
Oh, okay.
True.
Okay, hold on.
There's
a difference.
This is a bit random, but does anyone remember the Sweet
Radio
Life
Rebel.
Of Zach and Cody.
Oh yeah, I remember that
episode. Episode where they have a séance.
Yes,
that's the most terrifying
dude.
Episode of TV I have ever seen.
I watched it again like
you
a
did?
While back.
Oh,
it's not that.
It's
scary
probably
anymore.
Not. But as
it's
a kid,
stupid. But when I was younger,
holy
that
crap,
was, that was legitimately.
I stayed
terrifying.
Up all night after watching that. Like that terrified.
I don't
me.
Remember it.
Yeah, they're all around this table in this dark room, and Mr. Mosby was like, we're going to contact the dead.
Ooh. And the ghost was like real.
Yeah. It was scary. Yeah, I think it was a Halloween like
haunting,
episode.
Yeah, it was. It was like haunting a... I think originally it was like a prank that... What's the blonde-haired girl's name?
Oh. Blonde-haired girl.
Ashley Tisdale?
Sharpay, yeah.
I remember the Ashley Tisdale. Ashley Tisdale.
Sharpie?
Yeah, whoever she... Whatever her name was. Whatever her name was, it was like a prank that she was playing on everybody. Oh, and she like scared everybody at the end. But then the actual ghost came out behind her and scared her at the end of it.
Yeah.
And it was like haunting like the hairbrush in that room. It was specifically like the room, but the hairbrush was like connected to it. Yeah. I think it was she like someone like killed her with the hairbrush by throwing it at her or something.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I just remember that.
Killing people with hairbrushes.
That was very scary as a kid.
Really scary.
You guys remember the one where they went and saw the zombie movie without permission from their mom?
Yeah.
What is it? One of the one thought they were a zombie.
No, he was. They he was just dreaming. And oh he was sleepwalking. He thought that he had, was in the movie.
And he was a zombie.
And he was trying to kill. Or he's trying to like prevent zombie mom. I think was actually the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to prevent zombie mom from getting into the room, and he was like building a barricade, and then he like walked throughout. Yeah, I remember that one pretty well.
Yeah,
that was a great show.
I want to watch that entire show over.
But I'm sure if I rewatch it now, I'd be like, oh,
this is what this is what I want to do.
It's really
I want to do a totally knocked mark style review of the entirety of Zack and Cody.
That would be really funny.
Followed by then, of course. Sweet Life on Deck.
Sweet Life on Deck was worse at first.
Yeah,
but it was still. But then had the same charm.
Did
I think.
Not really get. It was kind of got worse and worse, and then they made a movie, and it was kind of good.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie.
Saw the movie. Oh, I remember it, but I don't think I saw it.
Yeah.
I remember Pair of Kings.
It had like
good movie.
Real
Pair
drama. Of
so
good.
Good
show.
Wait.
Boomer's all like, "Why are you doing it?"
And he showered in his underwear. Do you remember that?
Dude, that was such a funny show.
That was so good.
I still. Anytime I have a sword, I call it Stabitha because that was the name of Michaela's.
machete.
That's a good name.
Anytime people talk
a machete.
Yeah,
but you can't stab with a machete.
Anytime people talk about. Zeke and Luther. They say that it was a terrible show, but
that
show
was so
really
good.
Funny.
Dude, it was. I have rewatched it recently, and it still holds up. Like, legitimately, it holds up.
It's really funny. I really want. Can we on the podcast do a series where we just review Disney shows?
Sure. The redhead kid from Zeke and Luther. He is currently in jail for armed robbery,
which is
and
all that. Yeah, he had like drug
and lots of drugs
too.
And
whoa.
Which I'll say this, I know exactly why. It's because Zeke and Luther was so good. He was funny in Zeke and Luther. He's a good character, and then he got shoehorned into Pair of Kings as a garbage character, poorly written, and that turned him down a life of crime
because
forced to see world through the eyes of the worst character known to man.
After Pair of Kings, he was in Lemonade Mouth, and he kicked ass in Lemonade
Mouth. That was good.
Mouth.
You're right.
I rewatch that movie every year, and it's so good.
I don't blame Disney,
man,
because Lemon Mouth was good.
It's Lemon Mouth.
Lemon Mouth.
Why are all these movies just like really good?
The thing is that they're not really good. They're just not really bad in any way.
Yeah.
They're just
I mean, there's also they're not bad and nostalgia like
Radio
Rebel. So much better when
that's
we
the
were
thing.
Kids.
I feel like though
Radio
like,
Rebel.
A lot of movies they're like a movie like Jojo Rabbit. There are several areas of that movie that are just extremely good.
Yes.
And coming out of it, I don't remember any part that I was like, oh, this was bad. I didn't like this.
No, yeah.
Disney movies are always just pretty darn good in every way, but not excellent really in any way. And it's just like, okay, I enjoy this because I'm not let down at any
flat.
Onward was
you gotta
very
know.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I really enjoyed Onward.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, the official like Disney releases,
nice,
I'd say, are usually really good in some
like
way.
Yeah, you're saying Disney Channel movies.
Fatherly love story that's like unusual for a lot.
Yeah.
That is nice.
It was really refreshing compared
to I still haven't seen Inside Out.
What?
Inside Out,
it was
good.
Pretty good,
actually. Yeah.
I thought it was decent.
It made me cry in the theaters when I saw it.
Let's laugh at him, guys.
Jacob, you cry, you little baby. You wipe your tears away.
Who cried during Up? Have you ever seen
Hold
Up?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Like, I know you can't cry.
At the beginning?
Oh,
yeah.
It tilted this
really
way.
Really sad?
No, I actually didn't get emotional at all.
Okay.
Really?
But
Hold
it was
on.
Because I was too young at the time to really understand how freakishly sad it actually was.
Yeah, yes.
Very
the song.
Sad.
If I watch it now, I'm sure I would just
the
be like.
The song Married Life, which is the do-do-do-do.
Oh, I know
do, it. Do-do-do. I, whenever da, da, da. I'm really sad, I listen to that song.
Oh, yeah, it goes.
And I cry.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille is so good. I recently rewatched that
movie. Ratatouille is one of my favorite
movies. Yeah, I've seen that one time in my entire life. It was in the theaters when it came out.
Oh, one man. Of my favorite. This
I
is
it's
been so
it
long.
This is
I
a really
saw it.
This is a really Maybe. Goofy admission. If I'm eating really good food, I like to sometimes close my eyes and
yes,
imagine the Ratatouille.
I still do that.
Lies.
Okay.
Yeah. I did that
recently,
like yesterday.
Not recently. It was like a month
so
ago.
Good.
I watched
so
that movie funny. On a date, and I paused the movie when it got to that point where he closed his eyes. I was like, I still do this, and
yes.
she was like, okay. I don't talk to her anymore.
Cringe.
I have to move the camera because it's been tilting this way.
Oh.
It's slowly moving this
way.
That's
funny. Wait. Well, he has to kind of look at it.
So, like...
Yeah? Oh,
that's it.
We're going to talk about, like, the superpowers again?
Yeah, we were going to get back to
no,
that for
sure.
No, the
superpower, every time you eat a food, it's Ratatouille, and you can remember the very first time you ate it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's really cool.
That would be really cool.
I mean, it's honestly not that useful, but still
well,
pretty cool.
That's exactly the
thing. Like, you can have lasagna,
yeah.
and you can remember the
what,
first
what
time
you
had
what
lasagna.
What if you specifically eat food so that you can later, like, have a vivid memory of what you were doing while you
oh,
were eating?
Oh, so
you, like,
if you're studying
have
for
your
a
first
test.
Kiss, and then you, like, eat a Pop-Tart or
you're
something.
Like,
yeah, and then you can remember
it.
The entire moment, yeah. like, everything that was going
yeah.
on. That's
I can
so
already
kind of...
Dude, like I have a very,
like,
very vivid imagination.
Like,
I can imagine feel. Like I can
oh,
imagine.
Oh no, not Tammy. Oh no, sure.
Oh,
she
that would be actually awful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like never having a Pop-Tart again. Yeah.
I can imagine like touch. Like so, like, I can like if I think hard enough, I can like feel something in my hand.
Oh yeah.
So like I'm still like I can just. Do that. I can just think of my
well,
first kiss.
No, the thing is,
do you, have,
yeah,
a,
I'm
do you
there.
Have a vivid like visual memory of it?
Wasp.
Yes, actually, I have. you know that like thing that was going on Twitter, where like if you close your eyes and imagine an apple, what do you
oh,
see?
Yeah, yeah. That's
I can
just
imagine
a
red, like a red apple, like real apple. Just
yeah,
I can imagine the colors. I can imagine everything.
Yeah,
yeah. I have the worst visualization skills in the world.
I know.
Like, that's not true.
No. I actually can visualize very...
You have the worst functional visualization skills.
Mm-hmm. No, because some people actually generally cannot visualize
right, then it's not functional.
Anything.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I basically do have the lowest level of functional visualization.
Yeah, you can do it, but it's as
I
bad as
it,
it gets.
But it just, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. And, like, for me, if it, since I'm so, like... not able to focus typically, I can do it, but then I kind of immediately don't see it anymore because I'm thinking yeah. about other things. And like when I close my eyes, a lot of times I'm picturing actually myself third person. It's weird.
Yes. No,
it's really
I do that
weird.
All the time.
It's very strange. Which was actually one of the powers that I thought of when we were having this discussion before was
oh,
the power
yeah.
to when you close your yeah. eyes, you always see yourself in third person.
I
it'd
do
be
this
horrible
weird thing sometimes.
I always
get really weird about like if my shirt is like behind me is like hiked up
uh-huh.
or something, and every so often I'm like let me see, and I just like imagine like well, I imagine what I look like walking, and I can imagine
yeah.
it very vividly. I'm like nope, my shirt isn't, and I check. I'm like it's not.
Jacob already just has this power.
I think I do. It's so weird.
So
it's just like chance. Like it's not
right.
actually happening.
What if you had
those
the
are the kind of things I do all the time, and it's really yeah. funny that I never talk about it because I'm like so stupid.
It's so dumb.
What if you had the power that you could turn like your throat into just a void trash can
Whoa.
That just voids things.
Whoa.
And so you could just like eat something and have no like. No nutrition. You would gain no nutrition from it whatsoever.
Or like,
but you just
fats and
it.
Sugars either.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you could eat poop.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Oh, you could
and
eat poop.
It wouldn't go into your digestive system.
Oh, dude, that'd be so cool to eat.
That'd
poop.
Be cool. You could eat glass, yeah. and if it doesn't cut your throat, it just poof.
Which actually, I know.
Yeah,
I know how
you
to
could
eat
just
a light
swallow anything that you want.
Yeah,
yeah. You just be a sword swallower, like oh, yeah. It's
gone.
Not coming back, guys.
Yeah,
you might be expecting to come back. No.
You're just what's the name of
Sean?
No, Cool Ice's or no, not Cool Ice.
Vanilla
Ice's
Stand.
Stand.
Wait, oh, I think I meant the rapper
Smooth.
Vanilla
Ice.
That's what
ice.
I was thinking smooth? Too. I was like, no. Vanilla cream. Ice.
But I realized they're talking about right? JoJo.
Was it?
It was like smooth or like creamy or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
No, I think it was just cream, and it was vanilla
oh, yeah,
ice cream.
Cream. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I hate that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Jessica, if you're watching this, no, I love that show. I love JoJo. I love that show.
I forgot Jessica likes JoJo.
She watches like all anime. Like she watches a ton of anime.
Kind
of
cool.
Yeah, she's
that's
awesome.
Cool.
Let's
hey,
see.
Hey, Jessica. Hi. You're probably not watching this.
Yeah, Jessica's not gonna.
Oh
watch
yeah.
This.
Here's a use. Here's a really useless superpower. The power to listen to Tekashi 6ix9ine music.
Mm, useless.
Completely useless.
Because we're not able, like we're not even able to listen to it. Like we try and we can't. It's just physically impossible.
What if you have the ability to enjoy any sound?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Boop, boop. So like if you had a sound or something that you didn't like the sound of, but you could just decide to enjoy it.
My new favorite sound, when the pool
I know that
I'd
like that power.
Your bottom and then hits the water goes sploop.
Yes.
Yeah. You just enjoy that sound a lot.
Wait, why wouldn't you just choose to enjoy all sounds?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
When someone sniffs, you're just like, oh, I love this. Oh, I love
somebody
this.
Somebody farts and you're like, ooh.
No, but if you do it, you enjoy it too much. It's like it's like a little weird. Like, oh, did you just fart?
No, you.
Oh,
oh. Yeah. I guess the association might then.
Yeah.
What if you could have the power to enjoy?
You know what?
Anything.
So I'd still pay
able,
to do that.
You're able to enjoy any smell, but a little too much. That's the superpower. That's a good useless superpower.
Door squeaks.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
That sounds so
dude,
nice.
So scratching. And you're just like, oh, yeah.
Else,
stop. Wait, no. No, no, no.
That's
you,
the stuff
the,
way, right
the power is that you can invert your feelings of the sound. Oh. So if you hate it, then you would really love it. But if it's like kind of neutral and you're like, oh, I kind of didn't like it. Now it's nice, I guess.
Yeah.
But if it was like, oh, it's chalkboard. Oh, but then it's the other way. And you're like, oh.
Or if it's like a sound that you like, then it's like.
But you wouldn't do that. Oh, you would never use your power to hate a sound.
Pooping. Oh, I hate that.
Except for if you wanted to act and you were like,
oh,
and you wanted to like have a genuine response. And then you could have like a sound like kind of that's not being recorded, but is being played for you to be able to be like, ah, when you're acting angry.
Or the sound of someone else's voice.
Wait.
That's already
just,
how it is. Would like,
they just
for you.
Be able to do that?
I'm talking.
When I invert it.
I'm talking. React.
About what?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I was just saying. Wouldn't they be able to just like do that with a sound that they already don't like?
Shut up.
Shut up. Like, you have no opinion here.
Reaction point. Out of you. In like acting, if we just played mouth sounds,
I would be like, I feel so bad whenever that happens. So if for anybody listening, I have misophonia. So if I hear somebody, which is ironic because this was my idea for a show and it's all about eating. But if I hear someone like eating, I get like twitches and I get very
Aren't
angry.
You, like, editing the audio too.
Yeah, but the thing is we always put down the mic when we eat. So
there's no food audio.
We've almost never. Had a problem.
No.
When we don't really put our mouths up to the mic when we
no
right
either. So
why don't you just have a full podcast? The next episode is just going to be only mouth noises.
I won't be on it. I won't be editing it, and I won't be
listening to it.
Allowing it.
I won't be alive.
I will not be alive. That's just a separate prophecy. I will die.
Everyone else will be dead because he will have killed all of us.
Yeah, true.
There was one time in high school. It was the worst it ever got. Somebody had gum, chewing it loudly, which you're already not supposed to have gum at school. So I was like, trying.
You got to share. So you reached into his mouth and you grabbed the piece.
No, I legitimately like had to keep myself from like punching the person, like very like with all of my might because it was just that level of like unreasonable like rage that I was just like I was like oh my god, and I had to go to the bathroom and I just was like. Maybe the turn, like the what is it called? That class period or whatever will end. So I like sat there a little bit too long until I heard people like scuffling around. I was like, oh, I was pooping.
Oh, stinky.
I wasn't.
He wasn't.
Oh man,
yeah,
that was a lie.
But I only,
you lied, dude, you gotta go.
You lied,
you lied to us, bro. We can't allow that. Okay, so hey guys, we're now looking for a new co-host of the Dinner Date podcast.
Guys, you remember that thing about how I lied? I found a solution.
Oh,
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
welcome back.
What did you just say?
We're no longer accepting. You're no longer accepting applications.
No longer accepting applications. Actually, if anybody watching wants to be a guest, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Come on down.
Just send us a tweet.
Send us a tweet with a very long application.
Yeah. Ship yourself in a box.
Yeah.
Matt's address.
This is how we'll do it.
Give us which a return address so that we can send you back.
Yeah.
If you tweet at us a video of yourself, proof of webcam, decent microphone, and you say something that we think is funny.
I agree. Yeah.
Then we will.
I concur.
Then
we will consider having you on.
On the next, how about this? Maybe not the next episode, but within a couple of episodes, we will have an upcoming episode guaranteed where we have a guest from the audience, unless we don't get any submissions.
Everyone say it.
Unless we don't get any submissions.
You said permissions.
Well, no, if we don't get permission, we won't do that either. Oh, so that actually means
Hey, mom. Are we allowed to do this?
Okay, so another good power here. I like this one because it reminds me of Terraria. Mm. The ability to teleport, but you have no control over where you end up. And have to be stand... Okay, I'll read this exactly. Ability to teleport, but you have no control over where you end up, and have to be standing on solid ground when you teleport. So I think they're just saying, like, you're not going to appear in the air or underground.
Coarse fruit.
Gotcha. No.
So this is coarse fruit from Minecraft.
It is coarse fruit from Minecraft. I forgot about that. I was thinking of the wormhole potion in Terraria where you drink it and then you're just like somewhere else.
You can literally appear anywhere in the Terraria world.
True. Wow.
Use a wormhole potion. Huh. Or not a wormhole.
I didn't know that.
Teleportation potion. Wormhole lets you teleport to your friends.
Oh, that's right.
If you have any.
So they're basically the same.
Yeah.
I like that one, though.
Yeah, I like that.
That one's like fun, where if it
was
just like...
Guys, I gotta take a shit.
There's a bathroom right over there.
There's not.
What?
There is.
It's not on camera. It's not there. We only exist in this video.
Oh, yeah. There's no object.
We exist in your imagination. This is your imagination.
This is just a set.
Yeah.
No,
we built this.
The moving backdrop is a green screen.
Yeah.
It's a really good green screen.
Really good.
Look, I'm going to hit it right now. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, I didn't make that sound. That was
No, you didn't.
No.
I mean, if you really got to go, I guess go. We'll just keep.
I could hold it for weeks, man.
Prove it.
That's
okay.
Dangerous.
Thank you. I like to live on the edge of proving.
At all times. I always feel like I need to go.
I found a really good
power.
You're
always crowning.
I'm always prairie dogging.
Yeah.
This is a good power. Oh. I like this one. No.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Listen, we'll do some more, but this is the best one without a doubt.
Okay.
The ability to...
Oh
wow!
That was courtesy of Lobster Keychain. Lobster Keychain.
Who was the other one? You didn't read the other one.
Oh, that's right. The teleportation one was Final Sands.
What if you had the ability to make anything into a sandwich?
I would turn it into a sandwich.
Your sandwich. Is a different thing,
right?
But just make something into an edible sandwich.
I couldn't make these batteries into a ham sandwich, but I can make them into a pretty darn good battery sandwich.
Yeah, you could make them into a battery sandwich that happens to be edible.
I'm gonna make a Jonah sandwich.
You could do that if you wanted.
I could do that right now.
I'd take a bite.
You could do that right now. If you wanted to.
I'd take a bite out of that.
No, you're not allowed to.
Can I do it in 10 minutes?
You need permission.
No.
Yeah, you need...
My plans.
The ability to use any power, any sort of violent thing you can imagine against someone as long as they give permission.
Hey, can I murder you in 5 hours?
I don't see why not.
I'll see you in 5 hours.
All right.
What if you had the ability to swim in clouds?
Oh,
whoa.
I like that.
Skydiving?
But, like, you have to... Obviously...
It would hurt. No, it would hurt. Because... It's like landing on water, then, if you land on a cloud.
You can't fly. You can only swim in clouds.
So, in fog, you would be able to swim?
No.
That's a cloud.
Just clouds. Clouds
fog
or fog?
Is a cloud.
No, it doesn't count. It's okay. I'm not considering. Okay. It's only if it's above the. It's in.
You can
if
swim
it's
in
part
clouds
of the
above a certain.
Okay. Like, we're in the atmosphere.
No, we're in the air.
I feel like there's a little bit of like logical disconnect.
Stratosphere. How about stratosphere?
Stratosphere.
There is logical disconnect. I know.
Okay. I mean, it is a superpower.
Well, there's
so
also the logical disconnect that creating superpowers for ourselves.
If you were in a helicopter, you'd be able to do it.
Yeah, you're just flying in a helicopter, and you're just like.
What if you could jump as high as you want, but you still take the same amount of damage?
Fall damage. You can jump as high as you want, but you still take fall damage.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's just.
So you could like jump to the top of a really high.
No, like usually like high jump. Really high jumps.
Yeah.
They're usually like able to withstand.
Yeah.
However high they can jump.
I mean, I guess that would just mean you can jump on top of things, but not like jump up. And
you could jump
back
up
down
somewhat. As
like 20.
You could jump up about 3 stories, well, as long as you know how to land correctly.
Well, you're also able to survive
like
a 13,000 foot drop.
Well,
barely.
Okay. If you like jumped onto a skyscraper.
Yeah.
Why did I say skyscraper?
Skyscraper.
You would be fine because
you'd be scraping the sky.
True.
Yeah, you could jump as high as you want.
What if we combine the powers where you could jump all the way up to the clouds and swim in them?
No, I have a power. What if you just were building?
I would be if I was.
Don't be racist.
True.
I am a building.
question. And I want everybody listening to tweet at dinner date. Dinner
pod.
Boys Pod.
Dinner Boys
Pod. At Dinner Boys Pod on Twitter. If you were a building, what kind
would
of building?
Would you be racist?
That's not the question.
That's not the question. No, that's
if
not
If you
good.
Were a building, what building would you be? I would be a really overused porta potty.
Oh, no. I would be that shed.
Oh, it's a pretty pretty small shed.
What would I be?
That shed.
That shed right there.
We built a whole other part of the set just for Jacob to be able to say.
I hope
you know what I would be.
Right.
Centered.
What would I be?
What would you be?
Yeah, you can guess it. I'm sure.
A house.
No, it'd clearly be a water tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, that would be the just constantly filled
actually,
with water. Oh.
Here's the thing: would it be a water tower or would it be a urinal?
I'm
just a urinal.
Fire hydrant.
There we go. Shown as a fire hydrant. That's it.
No, okay, but if you were a fire hydrant and they like unleash the valve, would it be yellow or would it be normal water?
It'd be normal because Jonah's
be
pee is always so hydrated.
Oh, cool.
Hydrated.
Can Wait, I be an I airport?
If you're really hydrated, I'm really thirsty.
Sweet. I'll
That's
be
pretty
like.
Cool.
What
JFK
what?
Okay. Or something?
JFK.
Airport.
No,
He's
no,
airport.
You're gonna get shot in the head. Oh,
watch
no.
out!
Look out! It's,
but I'm a whole airport.
It's
I
the
don't
CIA.
Have a head.
It's the CIA in that building. They're gonna shoot
Jacob's
you.
Just a house fire.
Yeah,
in the slums of Guatemala.
I'm a brothel.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Jacob's an
You're
online.
A Hard Rock Cafe.
I have 2 tweets about Hard Rock Cafe that I cannot tweet because also recently 2 of my coworkers followed me on Twitter and my mom follows me on Twitter.
Wait, which coworkers?
A few lifeguards like okay. Caroline from the front desk.
I don't know.
You know she's awesome.
Wait,
I love Caroline.
I know
her voice through
words.
When we used to call and you would just talk to me with your AirPods in.
Do you know? Is it? Oh, wait.
I don't think I know their names.
It was
I know what they
Michael.
Like.
Michael. I'm not going to say his last name. His name is Michael. He doesn't
Reeves.
Work this year. He worked last year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have 2 tweets about the Hard Rock Cafe. Which I will not recite.
Okay.
The ability to consume a mattress.
Oh.
There already is someone with that
okay, no,
ability.
The ability
to swallow
tags,
a mattress whole.
The ability to take the tags off your mattresses without getting arrested.
That's, I don't think that's possible in any universe,
that's,
actually.
Yeah,
that's a
little
bit
far-fetched.
Okay, for your power, just down the road, there's literally like two minutes down the road, there's a mattress sitting on the side of the road. If we had that power, we could go get it while you consume it whole.
Let's try. Let's see if we have that power.
Well, actually, I don't have that power. That was a crazy internet F1.
Oh.
Okay, but
what if you could
How do you know you don't have
what
it?
What if you could change the name of any company once per year?
Whoa!
Coca-Cola is now
instead of Google, it's grass. Now boobies. Oh, I'm gonna go search something on. I'm gonna go booby it really quick.
I'm gonna go boob it.
Well, because already has two O's and they, those are like
Pepsi
a boobs.
Beppis.
Oh yeah!
And then the meme is Pepsi.
Whoa! Oh.
You have the ability to swap any two words. In like no, in the understanding
room bath
of the world. That's not what I mean.
I'm gonna go take a room.
I was just thinking, like,
why
you switch
are you in my bed bath?
Why are you in my bed bath and beyond?
That's funny.
Imagine owning a bed bath and beyond.
Bed bath and, or no, you change infinity to bed bath. To Bed Bath and Beyond.
Like, oh yeah. I got it.
The
I had to really think about
owning a Bed Bath and Beyond must be the best like
to Bed Bath thing. And Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond. Like, dude, imagine just be like, yeah, I own the Bed Bath and Beyond in Montgomery. Yeah, I own that place. I own and
you do?
Yeah. Okay, but if you
what
think
if you
about
change
it.
The number value of any one thing?
What the
8 fingers.
So like, whoa. So like.
But you still have 5. You, like, you just say you have 8.
It could be like anything. The number value, just the number value of.
So something. So I'm just rich.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could do that.
The number
quadrillion.
You could
dollars.
Also just change 6:30 to 50:30.
Whoa.
And then 69:30. It would always be 50:30 when it was 6:30.
No.
Whoa.
What if all time was 69:69?
What
69,
a cool
69?
Conceptual, like.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually kind of cool.
Not it's not right. Like a tangible
you can
thing.
Change
it's just
the amount of neutrons it takes to make a certain atom.
What I would honestly do, probably.
That would just, like, ruin the world. Like, yeah. It would just, like, cause the world to explode.
Everything would just collapse.
If I actually
so
had.
So then you could make, like, uranium, like, just super common. And not nearly as well.
We'd all die.
Is if it wasn't as radioactive as it is, it wouldn't be as useful.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it would just be like rock.
So yeah. You're saying this is a one like one time use.
Once a year.
Yeah, I would say like it's got a it's
you
got
said
like
once
a
year,
cool
right?
Down. I said once a year for the changing the names of like.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. But so yeah, I think that has to be one time. Otherwise it's like, oh, I have $1 million every year, or I can give everyone $1 million each year,
right.
And
which would just ruin the economy.
What
you
I would do
make it to where $1 bill is worth $1 million,
which would ruin the economy,
which would then immediately cause
chaos.
The whole economy.
I don't even know what that would do.
Yeah, I don't think anyone like. I can't even comprehend what that would do.
But what
that
I would actually do is I would change the whoa. Number.
I feel like this is a very seemingly. Not dangerous power that could cause catastrophic.
Oh,
it could
total
it could just end the world.
Yeah.
Total, yeah, annihilation. I would. You could change the number of mosquitoes to zero.
Oh,
whoa!
I would change the number of sins people commit to one. I still want the fall to happen because I think it was supposed to, but I don't want anything after that.
nuclear, well, is that people now or just all people?
Two, because Jesus needs to die as well.
Nuclear.
there was a sin involved in that.
No, but if we don't sin, then he didn't need to die.
Right. No, but like they had to kill
one per person. Okay, fine.
One per person.
Cool. That's fair.
I will choose one. I will choose I'm
oh, wait,
choosing
Matt,
one right
you
now.
You already committed your sin. You're a lie.
Oh, I don't have to do any more.
Yeah.
I'm done.
No,
Jacob,
but
what's your sin? Just your one.
Yeah, which one of the one sin in your entire life you get to
Jacob looking at me
very sultry.
I just committed my sin.
Oh, no.
It was
Grayson,
homosexual.
Grayson accidentally committed his too.
Oh.
No.
I don't know what that means.
My sin needs to be gluttony of milkshakes.
That's a good one to
gluttony.
Pick.
That's a good one.
I mean, there aren't any good sins, but that's a good one.
Wait,
mine would be green. And then I would go to Idaho and it'd be perfect.
Green.
Why Idaho?
Wait, what did you say?
Why Idaho?
Why don't you know? Okay, whatever.
Wait, what's wrong with Idaho?
Okay, so you said your sin
my
is green.
My sin would be green, and then I'd go to Idaho, and everything would be perfect.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Okay.
Is there something I'm missing, or is that just really funny?
Is this random?
I think you're just dumb. Like,
what?
Come on.
Is there no green in Idaho? No. Like, is there literally no green in Idaho?
I don't think that's.
I just thought it was random. And oh, stupid.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's anything.
Okay.
I just made it up.
Okay. I was like, first thing I was like, is the color green illegal in Idaho?
I was like, is there something like, is Idaho's baseball team the Green Dookies or something?
What? Oh, dude, what if you had the ability just to make up one law for like,
murder is legal.
No.
Poop is like, not.
Okay, actually, I should clarify.
Legal. You can poop is okay now.
You can make one thing illegal. I'll
make incest illegal.
You're illegal.
Is it not illegal?
Oh no,
it's illegal.
It's illegal.
I thought it was.
No. Illegal.
Is this math beatbox?
Yeah.
Like math
rock. 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2 is 4 and
that's rap.
you said math
rap. Bro, like you have like polyrhythmic rap?
Oh, whoa.
Polyrhythmic flow. Hey, yo, I got that polyrhythmic
Adam
flow.
Adam Neely, call me. I'll do some polyrhythmic math.
I'm sure he's watching.
Polyrhythmic math.
I already said I would do
I'm sure he's watching.
Math.
And he's watching, so he will take you up on it.
I love
Okay,
Adam
quick
Neely.
Question. Why is there a radio antenna next to the water tower?
So they can listen
to Rick and Bubba.
Radio
they can listen to their show tunes.
I like how I just realized Rick and Bubba is not something that
also, why does
99%
the water
of the people in the world know.
Why
of?
Does the water yeah. tower have a garage?
Yeah, I was here the other day. I was wondering that.
You can park your water
like,
car.
Okay. Yeah.
Water car.
What does that actually look like inside? Like the top has
I've
water.
Seen it when they open it.
How far down
the
does the water go?
Or the
so
the water.
So the thing is, I believe so the water is I don't know.
And like I've looked at pictures of like of water towers like inside, and none of them have answered my question. Like yeah. I want to know what it looks like when I go through that door.
So I feel like the amount of water that is distributed, it has to be like most of the way full.
Yeah, only the top. It has
some
to be
of it does
down.
Have to be a pipe though that actually pipes the water.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay, what if it looks like a normal like the water tower down that way?
Yeah.
But it just has a thing around it.
I don't really know why Maybe. This one has a garage door,
like,
to be honest.
Yeah.
What if it's just poles sticking up, like, and then at the water, there's at the top, there's
usually
water
towers are just far up. What you're talking about, where it's like the tower
yeah.
and it just has a bulb.
What if it's that, but with walls around it?
With what do you mean?
Maybe.
Like, if you go inside, there's just 3 poles going up into the air and then holding the top tank. The
oh,
part
must be
oh,
heavy.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah like I see. That's
like
probably likely.
It's just like a normal water
yes.
tower is in there.
Yes.
Oh, but
that's likely.
It's just covered with walls.
That must
yeah.
be heavy. How?
A whole
that
water
tower.
Be
water is very heavy.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me of that one scene in Chicken Little when the water tower falls over.
Good movie.
Very good movie.
One little slip.
Good water. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would do it.
That must be heavy. Like, imagine
right
if that just fell.
I know.
I've always been afraid of like of living near a water tower, because if it just falls on your house, you're dead.
No, no. Then
the
just
city
wet.
Pays for your house to get repaired.
No, but you are dead.
Just
it
dodge.
Doesn't matter.
Dodge roll.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's like in Dark Souls. You get invincibility frames when you dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you increase.
That
them
would
by
be
being
my superpower.
Naked.
If I could have any superpower, I want a dodge roll. I want real life dodge roll.
And you get the ability to roll perfectly?
No, I've got to practice and get my roll
okay.
right, which I like that. Nope. I like that I have to train myself. But
yeah.
if I'm in the act,
you're
if
invincible.
If I believe that I am somersaulting or rolling, I am invincible.
Wow.
And things go straight through me.
Wow. Wait, I'm going to test. You ready?
Yeah.
Roll. You ready? Oh, look, I went right through him.
I feel like it wouldn't be good if things went through you, though, because then you could get stuck inside of
no.
things.
The if it's like within you,
the clip it clips out.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to.
I lose my IRL hurt box.
I have one. I have one.
Okay.
The superpower to get our podcast sponsored by Crocs. hey Crux, hey Doug, I know you're watching this. I'm gonna clip this and tweet this video at you. Hey Doug, I wear Crocs during every episode.
He wears Crocs constantly.
Constantly, and they're backyarding Crocs, which are now famous on Twitter, actually. So hey Doug, if you send us all Crocs, we'll wear them.
There's two things that you could do.
That's okay. You're not recurring.
We don't like you. So
Grayson will wear Crocs. I mean, wait. Don't. I'm not wink. I didn't wink it. Shoot. No, we will all wear Crocs, and what we'll do is because usually we do this in a restaurant. Then when that's finally open again, we'll have a pair of Crocs
on
right
the table.
There
on the table.
And all we will ask for is, well, we won't really. You could send us whatever you want, honestly.
Legitimately,
it would just be really cool.
Yeah.
But what would be great is just a little bit of money to advertise the show, if you felt like it. If not, then, you know, we don't care.
Or just have the Crocs retweet.
Just Crocs. Yeah.
That would be enough. So cool. So, Doug, I love you, Doug.
Also, God, what a great name Doug is.
I love that. I love the name.
I named my original Minecraft skin Doug. My original Minecraft character was Doug.
The power to change any wood into a different kind of wood.
This is made of balsa wood.
Where's some other wood, guys? Those trees are made out of
rock hard
penis.
This whole canopy is
made
of hard wood.
It's kind of wood, right?
It already is hard wood.
Like morning wood?
Yeah, those trees are made out of morning wood.
Oh.
That over there is very pretty.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll move the camera again.
And with those flowers there, we have one of those trees outside our house, and it's very pretty.
It looks like...
That
Japan.
Sounds
like
it's very
honeysuckle.
Pretty.
Honeysuckle.
It's very pretty.
Honeysuckle.
Damn.
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle.
Just that. What about the honey part? Jacob, you forgot the honey part.
That's a great
ending. Didn't even sound like a word at the end. I didn't even know what we were saying.
I misread. I kept thinking it said an hour and 49 minutes, but it was 1 hour, 1 minute, and 49 minutes. Actually, perfect time.
Hours.
Oh, sweet.
An hour and end hour.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why did it say, wait. I wanted to see if there were any other like really good ones.
No, they all saw all 70 of the replies to my tweet suck, and I hate all of you. I hate all my fans.
Honestly, there were so many good ones.
Yeah, they're most of them are really funny.
Make all of your sins green.
Lust, it's green now.
Yep.
Green lust.
And then, like gluttony, it's green.
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 The ability to become king of one inanimate object of your choice.
I'm the king of
money?
This piece of aluminum foil. Oh.
I think it's like one like I'm the king of batteries or something like that.
I'm the king of burger.
Or is it just
I'm the burger
object.
King.
I'm the king of gold bars.
I'm the king of
Hawaii.
I'm the king of tiny rocks.
I'm the king of teeth. I'm the king of Britain.
Britain is my favorite inanimate object.
I mean, technically, it's an inanimate. I'm the king of Earth. It's an inanimate object.
I'm the king of the sun.
Can you just be
grow up? Just like the Aztec king.
Oh, Ra.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
No, that's
oh, that's not
Egyptian.
Aztec. Yeah, it's a
Egyptian.
Egyptian.
That's
Jewish. Did you say Jewish?
No, I said Aztec.
No,
I said Egyptian.
No, when I said Ra, you said, no, that's the Jewish god.
No, I said, no, that's
Egyptian god of the sun is Ra, Rasputin.
The ability to fly as long as you're farting.
I can already do that. Just jump.
I said that before, the ability to fly, but only while you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, that's much more useful, especially if you have some vocal training.
Yeah.
That's top of my lungs. I don't
being
have
able to control
lungs.
The farts of other people.
Ooh.
That's really, dude. Imagine if you're watching. This actually brings up a good topic, a short topic. Recently, Joe Biden was doing an interview, and he just shat himself in the interview, and you can just hear this
But is that confirmed?
No, but he is a super loud fart noise, and he looked very uncomfortable the rest of the interview. Like, he was, like, kind of shifting around. And I'm like...
I believe it.
He probably shat himself. It was really funny. But imagine if you're able to just be like, oh, look, it's Obama in a press conference. He's farting.
The whole time.
He's like, how is this happening?
If I ever run for office...
I'm farting.
American people.
Fart.
If I ever run for office, I will fart during one of my press conferences.
You'll never know which
you
one.
You will take the
watch
mic
for it
and put it to your butt and fart.
Your very first press conference, you will fart.
If I'm elected, I will see to it that... Hold on. What was I saying? Forget it. I'm out of here.
It would actually be really cool if like we had a president that was like more human. Like it was just like, I farted. And then it just like continued on. It's like just like made jokes like that and didn't have to be like all like, war, famine, economy.
That would actually be pretty funny.
The three things that America is made out of: war, famine, and economy. Yep. No, it's just a more human. I think Obama was actually one of our most one of the most relatable human. He seemed like very just like honest. And,
I don't
like,
know. Teddy
he
Roosevelt
seemed like a normal
was a pretty
person.
Relatable president.
Don't know him. Who?
No, I was friends with him. He was very relatable.
He
protected me.
That's pretty relatable.
What? That is pretty relatable.
Yeah.
The president who what?
Got stuck in his... Harriet Tubman, I think?
Tubman got stuck in the tub, man.
Harriet Tubman is
Harriet Tubman
is the slave.
She's the female slave who escaped.
Yeah. She got stuck
to Canada.
The president's bathtub.
Harriet
Tubman.
No. why did you say Harriet Tubman?
I don't know. Hold on.
You just got the tub stuck in your head.
Wait, yeah. Let's all just leave and not give Jonah the chance.
The Truman Show.
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, it's him.
Truman got stuck in his bath.
I don't remember. Yeah,
he was so
obese. I
don't remember
the president's name. Okay, I don't remember.
He got stuck.
Harry Truman.
Harry S.
No, it
Truman?
Wasn't Harry Truman actually, because he wasn't fat, was he?
They were all fat.
No.
Except Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, I've got a question.
President Polk. He's like Polk, like 12th president or something. He was
never heard of him.
He was one of those early presidents. He was kind of skinny. He had very high cheekbones.
All right, we've got one question. As soon as you answer the question for yourself, you must walk away.
Get up and leave.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
George Washington, when elected, was, I believe, in his 40s, was well beyond the life expectancy of the time.
Yes.
If on the day of his election you were to have to fight him in your current state, would you beat him?
Probably. Is it just hand to hand?
Yes.
Yes.
Hand to hand.
I would
no.
beat the shit out of George Washington.
He was pretty strong.
Thank you so much for listening and/or watching. Really appreciate it. Remember to like, share, subscribe. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we will of course review your review in our up and coming review segment. I could surely obliterate George Washington.